Good morning. Good. Praise the Lord. I'd like to start with some prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten. Only begotten Son of God. Thank you, Father, that you've called us to proclaim his name. And I come here, not in excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring the testimony of God, but I determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For I'm here in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching will not be with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Guard us, Father, with your angels. Lead us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We are all walking down. We're all on the road of life. And as we go down this road of life, there are many people saying, do this, go this way. This is the way. A big thing today mindfulness. Mindfulness says I can make my own destiny. And can we really make our own destiny when God is the one working all things in this earth according to his will and plan? Can we actually fulfill the greatest destiny for us on our own? Another people say, oh, there's only one road, and all these roads lead to the same place. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter where you go. They all lead to the same place. My brothers and sisters, that again is another false voice. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. It's two verses. And it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. You see, we're all on this road of life. And on this road, we have many of these. What's going to happen is a word's going to come. And I'd like the children, if they see the word, to shout out what that word says, or anyone. Yeah. As we're going down this road of life, we have many choices. The interesting thing about these choices are that they reveal what's in your heart. They reveal our heart. What we choose exposes what's inside our heart. There's this man here, and let's call him Joe. Joe is walking down this road of life, and tell me a little bit about this man right here, if you notice anything. He has a hole right here in his chest. Maybe he's looking for something. Maybe he's looking for meaning or purpose in life. Maybe he's, some of us here today are looking for meaning and purpose in life. You see anything else about this man, Joe? He's blue. That's right. He's blue because he can't seem to find this meaning or purpose. And as Joe goes down, he starts considering all the voices in this world. And the first voice that he considers is this right here. That's right. He says, if I just have enough money, all my problems will be solved. And Joe's a smart man. He goes out and he starts his own company. And he becomes successful. And he actually becomes a millionaire. And then someone asks him, they said, well, Joe, how much is enough? How much is enough? He says, just a little bit more. You see, money is a good servant, but it's not a good master. Because when it masters you, you are only trying to figure out how to make more and more, and it never brings fulfillment. He says, that's not the answer. That's not the meaning in life. He says, let me try something else. Let me try this.
Wine.
Yes. Wine. Alcohol. Let's eat and drink because we're going to die anyway. So he goes out and he starts living it up, going out, you know, he says, well, maybe I'll have a few drinks here. And he has a good time. But after some time, he figures out it takes a little more and more each time to recreate that good time. And even more than that, after a few years, he's realizing how it's actually not benefiting him. So he says, well, this isn't doing much for me. Let me try this. Let me try this. And so then he says, maybe he goes out and tries a little bit of marijuana. Maybe he does a little more, makes things a little more exciting. But he only realizes after time how the drugs and alcohol are ruling over him, and they're not good for him, but they're only destroying him. He says, that certainly is not the meaning or purpose in life. He says, no, no. He says, I got the answer. I got the answer right here.
Whoa.
Yes. He said, if I only find a woman, I'll be happy. Just let me find a woman, then I'll be happy. And so he does find a woman. And they have a good time for a little while. But he's not following God's way to find love. And one day he wakes up and he sees on his mirror, written in lipstick, it says, "Welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS." And he says, what he didn't realize were there might be consequences when we don't follow God's way on this earth, God's way of love. He says, that's definitely not it. That's not. He says, let me try this. So he tries.
Rhythm.
Yes, music or entertainment. What are some ways of entertainment we entertain ourselves?
Shows.
Party. What else?
TV.
Yes, TV. What else?
Games.
Huh? Fortnite. That's right. Anything else? Movies? Comedy shows? Huh? Boats. Yeah, entertainment. Internet? YouTube? What? Fishing. Yeah. Leisure activities. That's right. But there's so much access to entertainment these days. We can actually entertain ourselves to death. You can find anything you want at any time, anywhere. And so, after a time, Joe realizes that this entertainment is just taking him away into a fantasy land and taking him away into what's important, away from what's important. And he's using it almost as just an escape from what's real in life. As an aside, think about one thing we do here, which I enjoy. One thing is the Kentucky Derby. We love the Kentucky Derby in Louisville, right? But think about the Kentucky. Who doesn't want to see a horse race? Who is entertained by a horse race? Horses going around the track, right? It's entertaining. It's fun to watch, right? But think about it. Does this glorify God as we go out and what do? We gamble on the horses. Are we being good stewards of God's money and gambling? Some people not, but some people it leads to an addiction, so it can be a weakness for them. But what about all the drinking and things going on? Are these things glorifying God? We're not really glorifying God in these things. That's an aside anyway. But Joe says, entertainment, no, it's not the meaning and purpose in life. So he gets depressed. He gets depressed, and he contemplates suicide. Actually, did you know that 126 people every day commit suicide in the United States? And one more important thing is that in Kentucky, suicide is the second leading cause of death for young adults, youth and young adults, ages 15 to 34. That was a surprising figure to me. So Joe is contemplating suicide, and he says, I don't know what to do. Many of us, are we like Joe? Well, I don't know what's right. What voices am I going to listen to? Are we going to listen to NBC, ABC, CNN? Are we going to listen to the television? What about the New York Times? What about the police and the fire department? What about our teachers at school? Are we going to have them determine what's right in our life and what's wrong in our life? What about the government? They certainly know what's right. Are we going to let the government determine what's right for us? What about just some person on YouTube? I think we do this all the time. Or even Google. We just Google a name. We Google an answer. I do it all the time. My wife gets on me about it, actually. She says, that's not the place for the right answers. And so, who are we going to listen to find truth, to find purpose, to find meaning in our life? Here's the ultimate. What about ourself? Are we going to listen to ourself? This is a popular thing. I'm going to determine what's right, what's wrong. I'm just going to look through all of the options. And then I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to say that's what's right. Do you know what the Bible says about that? The Bible says something very interesting, and it's very plain. Anyone can understand it. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to man. There is a way that seems right to man, to me. But in the end, it leads to this right here. Yeah, do you know that verse? That's right. In the end, it leads. Can you read these? Yeah. That's right. There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. You see, we're talking about two roads. There's a wide road, and it's broad. Yeah, we just read that. Let me read that again. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the way, and broad is the way which leads to destruction or death. And actually, there's many who are on it. There are many who are on it with us. It says, because narrow is the gate. And difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. This way that leads to life. You see, when God, how does the narrow way lead to life? You see, when God created the world, he created the world the way that he wanted it. He made all the rules. If you build a house, you can build it just how you want it, right? When he created the universe, he created it just how he wanted it. He said, this is the way it's going to be. Man is going to be like this. The animals are going to be like this. The earth is going to be like this. It's going to rain. Man, he's going to be like me. And the animals are going to follow their instincts. And they're going to eat because I'm going to provide everything they need. And you see, God provided everything that we needed. In fact, there's one other thing God did, is God made all the rules in the earth. And one of the set of rules that God made was the Ten Commandments. Who can tell me some of the Ten Commandments? Do not kill. That's right. Do not steal. Honor your father and mother. That's right. There's three, or one, two, three. Any other ones? Yes. Have no other gods before us. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. That's right. Don't commit adultery. That's right. Don't, yeah, be married. God's way for love is marriage. That's right. Don't covet. Yeah, don't covet your neighbor's things. Don't covet other people's things. You see, have we always followed those? Do we always follow those? Have we broken those? The Bible also says the wages of sin is death. You see, if we sin, it leads to death. If we break God's law, it leads to death. Let me put it like this. If you go to a store and you steal, right? Say you go and you take something from the store and you put it in your pocket and you walk out. Then they see you and they call the police on you. They call the police and they say, okay, we got you. And then you go before the judge. Can you go before the judge and say, judge, judge, please, please let me off. If you just let me off, I'll never steal again. Let me ask this. Would the judge be a just judge? Would he be a righteous judge if he just let you off? That's right. That's right. He would not be a righteous judge if he just let you off. We think that we can just go before God and say, I did all these things, but just let me off. God cannot just let you off because he's perfectly just. He's perfectly holy. He's perfectly righteous. So just as there's a penalty when you steal, what are they going to do? Maybe they're going to give you a fine. Maybe they'll fine you. Maybe they'll give you'll be put in a good spot and they'll give you community service. Or they might go to jail. Worst case scenario, right? But God's penalty when we disobey him, when we sin against him, is death. Do you think God's just going to let us off? No. God's not going to let you off. So what do we do? You see, it is about what we do, but it's more about what God did. You see, God, he came to earth. God came to earth. This problem was so important that God himself came to earth as a man. And that is one of the most amazing truths of Christianity. That God came to earth as a man. He was born of a virgin. And he grew up as a boy, as a child, just like you and I. And he was just like you and I, except for one thing. Except he never sinned. No one person can say that I have never sinned, except one. And that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. For Jesus Christ came, the righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus Christ, the righteous, came for us, the unrighteous, for what? To bring us to God. You see, while we were still sinners, while we were against God, deserving of death, Jesus Christ lived that perfect life. He healed the sick, made the blind to see, made the lame to walk, walked on water, even raised the dead, showing that he was God who came to earth as a man. And at the appropriate time, the wages of sin is death. He died in our place for us. Why? So we can have life. You see, Jesus Christ, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, no, not die, but will have everlasting life. You see, when we receive Jesus Christ and when we believe in his name, he gives us the right to become his children. He gives us the right to become his children. And when God looks at us, he no longer sees you, but he sees Christ standing in your place, as we read this morning, as your advocate, as your propitiation. Do you remember? As the sacrifice for your sin. Jesus Christ. Well, he died on the cross and he was buried in a tomb. But that's not the end of the story, because on the third day, he rose again from the dead. You see, there's two. Christ rose again, showing, and he ascended into heaven. And if we receive him and believe in him, he did one more thing. He gave us his Holy Spirit, the Spirit to live inside of us, to empower us to say no to sin. Just as we have choice, we can say, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, we can now say no to sin and we can say yes to God. We can walk that narrow path. We can walk that narrow path because of the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. And so I pray today, as we contemplate these two roads. You see, Joe saw this choice that he had. He saw the narrow way that leads to death, and he saw the wide way, and Joe chose the narrow way and found fulfillment in Christ, because of Jesus Christ, Joe can be connected to God again. His penalty for sin is paid, and his life, he is living life the way God created him to live, in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. And I urge us to follow that same, to make that same choice. Are we going to choose the voices in the world? Or are we going to choose Christ, the way of life? For Jesus Christ came so that we might have abundant life and life abundantly. Are we going to choose Christ? Or are we going to choose ourself or the voices in the world? You have the choice. Father, we thank you for the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word that tells us about these two roads, the wide road and the narrow road. Father, may we choose the narrow road and be united with you, being forgiven of our sin, and brought into right relationship with you. Only by your grace and spirit can this be done. In Jesus' name, amen.